Okay, dann haben wir. Okay, gut. This Shabbos with Hashem, we learn Parshas Lech Lecha, and one of the interesting stories in Parshas Lech Lecha is the story of the battle between the five kings and the four kings of the Civil War that took place in Eretz Yisrael that our homeless unit got involved in because his nephew Lot was taken prisoner of war. So Lot lived in Sodom, and the king of Sodom was on the losing side of that civil war initially, and he was taken away. So Avram wanted to rescue him, so he rounded up some of his men, and he pursued the enemy, and he rescued Lot. And among the people he rescued also were the people of Sodom, and the king, and all the wealth, and so on. So the Pasuk says in Perek Yud-Dalad, Pasuk Chav-Aleph, when Avram returned, so Vayomer Melech Sodom al Avram, Tein li ha-nefesh v'rechush kach lo. The king of Sodom said, look, give me the people back, and my nation back. You can keep all the property and keep all the wealth. But Avram answered in Pasuk Chav-Bez, Vayomer Avram al Melech Sodom, Harimosi yodem el Hashem kel elyon konei shamayim v'aretz. I swear to God, Pasuk Chav-Gimel, im michut v'atzroch nal, im akach mikol ha-shaloch, v'lo usomar, ani asharti es Avram. I'm not going to take a chut, a thread, a srochnal, a shoe strap. Okay, I'm not taking anything from anything that belongs to you. Not only am I give you people, you can have all your wealth back. Why? I don't want you going around telling people, yeah, that guy Avram made a lot of money. It's all on my back. Okay, he made his wealth on my back. I don't need you to say that, and therefore I'm not taking anything from you. So says the Gemara. So says the Pasuk. So the Gemara has in Maseches Sota, and off Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara quotes this pasuk and says that as a reward for this statement, for this gesture, even refusing to take something from Melech Sodom, the pasuk says, Dorish Rava Yud Zayin Amud Aleph and Soto Dorish Rava Bischar Shomar Avram Avinu. A few things he has, but one of them is Bischar Shomar Avram Avinu in Michut Vatzof Now Zochu Bonav Lebeis Mitzvahs. In the merit of this, he refused to take even a string or a shoe strap. So he said his descendants, Avram's descendants, were zocher two mitzvahs. Chut shel tcheles uretzua shel tefillin. Chut refers to tcheles, right? The thread of tcheles and tzitzis. Mitzvah of tzitzis. Oh, so we'll see in a second. Good. So he wanted people to know that if he was successful, had wealth, it wasn't because the king of Sodom, because Kadosh Baruch Hu took care of him. Right? That's the basic idea. Right? He didn't want people saying that he got it off someone else's back. He got it because Hashem took care of him. There was a reward for that. His descendants received the chut that corresponds to chut shel tcheles, the thread of tcheles and the tzitzis, and ritzua, the shoe strap, is like the ritzua shel tzon. That's the reward that Avraham Avinu's descendants got. Just as a side point, last week we spoke about tzitzis, because it says that the descendants of Shem was Ochel and Mitzvah Tzitzis, because remember Shem covered the father with the garment, so that was, well, which is it? Here it says it because Avram said this. There it says because of Shem. So it said, could be two Zchuyos, or Shem said his descendants, which descendants of Shem? So because of this, Avram was that group. Okay. That's something else, yeah. So anyway, that's the Gemara here in Sota, Yud Zayin of an Aleph. It's interesting because Rashi, you know, you asked the question, what was the great, why did he get a reward for this? Okay, so Rashi here in Sota says, "Bischar imichut v'atzochnal sheivriach atzom min hagezel." That's what Rashi in Sota says. Avraham wanted to say forest and gezel. I think that smacked of getting something that wasn't his.
Receiving stolen property.
Right, and it wasn't really stolen property. You know, it was property we got in a war, in a battle, but he didn't even want the smack of him taking something that wasn't really his.
Didn't Saddam also, they were...
Yeah, okay, they got other people, good. It's all good. The only thing is, but it's funny that Rashi gives a reason here. When the Torah says, Avram said why he didn't take it. He didn't say, I'm not taking it to stay away from Gezel. I'm saying, I don't want people... All right, something to analyze, think about why the Rashi and the Gemara give a different reason. Okay. But anyway, so that gives us an excuse to talk about not only tefillin, but specifically the ritzuos of the tefillin, which, by the way, as a side point, you know, the ritzuos of tefillin have the kedusha of tefillin. I would like to point out to the Talmidim. So, very positive, not quite, but certainly has kedusha. It should not go on the floor. They should always tell the Talmidim to take your tefillin off over tables, over chairs. A lot of people put it on the floor. It's not
like that.
Five bars.
Yeah. You go to shul, don't put them on the roof. Don't put them in the radiator. The rituals, don't put them on the floor.
In YU, there's a sign in a few places, do not leave your tefillin on the radiator, they will melt. So, anyway, so you have to be careful. We want to speak about the rituals now. A lot of the dinim of tefillin, and so this also are found in Maseches Menachos, which I guess the film is nearing the completion of, no? But we have the following. In Menachos, about Memhei. Daf Lamedei, Amud Aleph in Menachos. Gemara speaks about the Tzuas' term and says the following. Amar B'Yitzchak, Ritzuos Shchoros Halacha Mosh Misinai. Gemara says that the Ritzuas the Tzon, the Ritzuas only now, the straps the Tzon, have to be black. Why? It's Halacha Mosh Misinai. It's the Midaraisa. So it's not written in the Torah. One second. I'm just reading what the Gemara says. Gemara doesn't say that. Gemara says, Amar B'Yitzchak, Ritzuos Shchoros Halacha Mosh Misinai. Okay? So the Ritzuas have to be black. Halacha Mosh Misinai. Okay, it doesn't say why, but that's the din. Okay, it didn't say anything about anything else. Only the Ritzuos have to be black. And again, it's a din d'oraisa, halacha mosh misinai. So Gemara says, Meisvei, Rakasha, Tfilin ain't kosher, no son, ela b'minon. Okay? You're supposed to tie the tfilin with the same, the same material that the tfilin's made out of. Okay? And it says, Bein Yerokos, Bein Shchoros, Bein Levonos. And it could be dyed, it could be green, it could be
Yarok,
right. Yarok, actually, in the Gemara, probably doesn't mean green. Okay, Yarok probably means a yellowish color. Yarok, for example, in Hilchos Nida, we find, there's some discharge could be yellow, then no discharge is green. When the Gemara wants to say green, it says Yarok Akarsi.
Oh.
Okay, that's Yarok green like a leek.
And after?
Okay, so Yarok Akarsi, I thought she was green. Probably doesn't. She was probably yellowish color. Anyway, but whatever it is, it's Bain Yarokos, Bain Shchoros, Bain Levonos. The only thing is, Adumos lo yase. You shouldn't make them red. You can have the straps of the tefillin. It can be different colors, green or yellow, whatever, black, white, just not red. It says, Mipnei Gnai V'Dover Acher.
What's the kashya? A brisa?
Yeah, it's a brisa. Okay? Mipnei Gnai V'Dover Acher. Okay, because of Gnai and Dover Acher. We'll have to see what that means. Well, let's look now. Okay, we're looking at Rashi. And Rashi says, Ela b'mino, shel or v'lo shel meshi pishtan. The straps have to be also leather and skin, just like this. That's what means b'mino. That's the same material. So it has to be leather. But whatever colors you want to paint them, it's fine. But adumos lo yas, just not red. Okay, b'mnei Gnai, what is Gnai? Rashi says, Shemayom garden ho, umidam chatotav nitzbu v'adim haritzos. People think that he has some kind of all kinds of bruises on his body, and that's why there was a bleeding, and that's why the film turned red, because it's embarrassing to people. He's got scars and boils or whatever on his body, so it's embarrassing for the person to put it red. It's only going to be red, so people are going to think it was originally a different color, and it became red. They put it on his arm, and wrapped it along his arm. It got bloodied up, and it's embarrassing. That's Gnai. That's what Rashi says. Anyway, Gnai. And Dover Acher, okay, Dover Acher, usually when we say Dover Acher, it means a lot of things. But sometimes it means the Gemara doesn't want to say it. It wants to be Glashan Nikia. It means something else. And Rashi says, Shemayomo Ishto Nida. Okay, it's his wife's in Nida. Okay, and the late Baal, the Nitzvah Bidam. Somehow, it's soon when near the bed, whatever they got, it's also embarrassing. So therefore, you shouldn't do it red. Then they Gnai the Dover Acher. Now the Gemara goes, we'll come back to that in a second. Now the Gemara goes on. Okay, Amar Yehuda, Maise B'Tamlida Shal Bekiva. One second, the Talmud of Akiva, Shah kosher tefillin, the Lashona Shal Tcheles. He would wrap the tefillin and said the straps of the tefillin would be Lashona Shal Tcheles, right? It was wool. Rashi says, the Lav Minna, it's not Minna, it's not leather. Okay, Yeah, like the tzitzit, make the match of tzitzit. Velo Omer Lo Dover. And the Akiva never said a word. Efsher Osa Tzadik Ro Talmud of Lomichabo. He saw his Talmud do something, not allowed. Omer Lo, hey, Lo Ro, so. No, he didn't see, the Rebbe doesn't see every single thing that Talmud is doing every minute, so he didn't notice. He rose to Lo Hamanicha, but he said, we never would have let him. Then the Gemara says, another story, Maisa Behurkunus, Moshe Belezer Ben Hurkunus. Shakosha Tfilin Bushon Shah Argamon. He didn't deny Gomer. Gomer is a purplish color, also wool. Okay, but Omelo Dover. Omelo Dover didn't say a word. Abshaw said, Tarek Robin Omelo Michabo. Omelo Hain Lo Ro, so he didn't see him either. Vim Ro, so I'm an Ichabo, wouldn't have let him. Okay, Ksoni Diaz, but the beginning of the Bryce is said, Bain Yerokos, Bain Shores, Bain Levanos. Okay, it could be green or yellow, whatever. It could be black, it could be white. So that's a steer to we said above, the statement of Yitzhak that opened this discussion with Tzur Shchoros, Halacha Mashmin Sinai. So our answer is Lokash, Kan Mi Bifnim, and Kan Mi Bachutz. We're talking about this part of the strap that's visible, the out part outside of the strap, but inside, which side of the strap? The part that's Bachutz, that's visible, to you know, you're wearing, okay, that has to be black. On the other side, can be whatever color you want. So now, except red. But if it's the inside, so what's the Gnai? Sometimes, you know, when you're putting them on, they'll flip around, they'll see it. Okay. Well, what comes out is, Rashi says, I feel Levanos, Ritzach insisted, that's only outside. Because sometimes, and the red can be seen. Okay, so that's his Gemara. Which indicates now the simple in the Gemara that the straps of the tefillin have to be black, but that's the visible part of the outside of the strap. But the other side can be whatever color, just not red. Okay, just as a side point in the Tshuvos of the Gaonim, okay, different collections of the Tshuvos of Gaonim. This one's called Shari Tshuva, and nothing to do with the Shari Tshuva from Rabbi Yona, nothing to do with Shari Tshuva on the page of Shulchan Aruch, a different Shari Tshuva. Okay, it's just a collection of Tshuvos. That's what's called Shari Tshuva. It's in Kuf Nun Gimel. It says here, Ritzuva Shchoros Halach Moshmi Sinai, Davkim Vachutz, Avim Mifnim, Afili Rokos Olivanos Ksheros. Aladumo is not red. Why? Oh, you ask me, Gnai Vidaracha. He says, Gnai Shedoma LeTachshite Noshim. It looks there's a different reason. What's the Gnai? It looks like women like to wear red jewelry or whatever, red. Okay. So you should have to. They don't want to look like women's garments, so that's why the Dover Acher, Shema Nires Barosh Kitzaras. That's also something to do with Tzaraas. You know, okay, I'm not sure. But that's what the Shari Tshuva says. One other, in the third interpretation, we have the Perish.
Doesn't say which Gaonim, say which Tshuva.
Sometimes it does. In the Otsar Gaonim it does. Here it doesn't, so I'm not sure. It doesn't indicate it. Yeah, it doesn't say. It was sent to Rabbi Nochai. Could be Rabbi Nochai Gaonim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was, it could also maybe not only be leather?
No, it said it had to be leather. It had to be leather. Well, and he asked Kashin, we keep his students. Oh, you didn't see it. No, the student made a mistake.
Is Tchelos on leather or is Tchelos?
No. Tchelos means, Tchelos not going means it's wool. It was a Kashin Shalom Bimino. That's why we keep objected.
Oh, there
we go. Right.
Two different issues.
What's that?
Was it an inside outside?
No. There are two issues.
Between the color issues.
Yeah, Tchelos, Stam is wool. Material is wool. Same thing with Argoman.
One of the color issues.
Yeah, right. Right. There are two different issues. Okay, anyway, Rabbeinu Yonason, one of the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Yonason HaKohen of Gamliel. So this is the volume that Prince's Perushim on a number of different Mesechtas. It's printed in some editions in the back on the Rif. So Rabbeinu Yonason on the Rif. Actually, some Mesechtas we have Rabbeinu Yonason on the page. Others we don't. Anyway, so in the Hilchos Tefillin, it's called Halachas Ketanas. You know, there were certain halachas that there's no mesechta. There's no mesechta about Tefillin. There's no mesechta in the regular Shas. There's no mesechta about Tzitzis or Mezuzah or Sefer Torah. They're all collected together in what's called Halachas Ketanas. So most of the commentary on Halachas Ketanas, like the Rosh, we'll see in a moment, the Rif and others, in the back of Menachos. Because a lot of the Gemaras are Menachos. They print in the back. There's no Rif. There's no regular Rif on Menachos, because Menachos is, the Rif only wrote, the Rosh only wrote on the Mesichtos, which were, the parts of the Mesichtos were Halach Lamaisa. Or the Mesichtos were Halach Lamaisa. That's why, let's say, there's no Rif on Mesichtos, there's no Rif on Mesichtos neither. The Rif talks about the laws of Nida and Shavuot. Because a lot of even a lot of the Mesechus Nida is on Taurus and so on. The Nida is talking for Taurus purposes. So he writes in Shavuot, he covers it elsewhere. He gets in and we have to get in. But anyway, Halach is Taurus. So in the Hilchot Tefillin, and this corresponds to the Zayin and Beis in the page of the Rif in the back of Halach Taurus, the back of Menachos. So he also mentions this issue, that the Ritzuos have to be the same Me'or, Behemah Torah. He says, Adumos lo yasim shum gnai yesh mefarshim shemiyapes atzmo limtzachem beinei hazonos. Red is a color, men put on color, they're trying to make themselves attractive and dress up, it's for the prostitution. Dover acher, a lot of times means avodah zarah.
Right.
So here it says, kumre avodah zarah sh'osin simonim beged ha'adom. The avodah zarah, the priests or the officials of the avodah zarah used to wear garments that had red in it. They'll do, I think, the cardinals, yeah, the red.
So therefore we stay away from it.
Like yeah, maybe it is. Maybe it is. Well, it's not really begging, but okay. Anyway, so that's a number of different explanations why you can't use red. But lemaisa, what comes out is that the others are okay. Okay, the others are okay. Now, it's interesting. The Tosas, it was surprising. Because someone would tell you this, it wouldn't be in Tosas. You'd be surprised to hear it. But that on that same daf from Menachos, now I'm going to have an al Tosas says, Dira Masko Ritzuo Shchoros, Yesh Sha'osim Batim Shal. So notice that our conversation here was about the Ritzuos. So Tosus writes, Yesh Osim Batim Shel Tefillin, the box stone, Miklaf Lovon, okay, out of a white material, white kind of parchment, the box is white, okay, it means a leather, but it means in parchment, some kind of material, similar to that. No, but in the outside. It means that material.
It's
parchment.
Right?
It's a full animal skin, right? Some kind of, it's lit skin, it's leather, but it's a white leather, okay? The point being, says Tosus, the lobe in and shchoros el ritzos. Okay, that's it. Only the coin of Tosus, only the that's what Tosus says. What? No, that's the material of the match with the color don't have to match. That's what it's according to Tosus. So Tosus, again, you'd be surprised to hear this, but Tosus the Menachos says that the Gemara only talks about the ritzos. So ritzos have to be black. Good. That doesn't mean it's a box, it's the bottom have to be white. The bottom have to be black, they can be white. Tosus, the old mask of ritzos. Similarly, the Rosh, as I said before, the Rosh has also in the back of Menachos, Halachos, Katanas. Okay, was that?
Yeah, we just.
Was the Rosh yet? Oh, okay, good. So we'll quote the Rosh. We'll quote the Rosh anyway. But so the Rosh is in the back of there at Maseches Menachos in the Halachos, Katanas section. So in Hilchos Tefillin, in Sif, I should say, Simen Ches, towards the end of Simen Ches, the Rosh quotes it. And the Rosh says, Yesh Osim, he quotes like Tosus. And the Rosh quotes, Yesh Osim Batim Shel Tefillin Me'or Lavan, out of skin, it's colored white, painted white. Okay. The Lo Nemar Asuros Elabirtuos. It doesn't say also to use other colors in black, but Baritzuos. However, the Rosh adds, when we call Mokom, however, the Rosh adds, Tosus didn't say this, the Rosh adds, we call Mokom, Noi tefillin who shiach kol shachar. It's more beautiful. It's more attractive. The color should match. It's more black. Is more attractive, or it's more somehow to hither to make out of black. So the Rosh throws that into the mix. It should be that color. Okay. So, but the Rosh said fundamentally, it's okay to have the bottom made out of white, colored white, and painted white. Just the tzuos have to be black. Halacha mishmi sinai, meaning that the bias is not included in halacha mishmi sinai, but mishum noi. For beautification purposes, that's all the colors match. And since this has to be black, then the bathroom should be black also. So
that's
says,
No.
What's that? We'll see how he passes.
I mean, right now we have black tefillin as a hither.
Well, that according to Rosh, yes. According to Rosh,
a hither.
We'll see what we'll get. We'll send you the, whatever. Okay, so.
Why in demand? You can charge a lot.
Yeah.
So, we can give them to the black. Why
do
we need black?
So no, it matches. It should match. Otherwise, it looks funny. But so, no, I don't want to see that. Now we'll see the very end.
So wait, is the noise that it matches? Is the noise that it's black?
That's a good question. I don't know because why is black? I thought that it matched. Otherwise, why is black any more noise than white?
So I don't
need to know. They have. It's also tal tal and shchoros kari. We do find there's things about a kodesh baruch hu related to black. It's true. So, you know, black is beautiful, etc. As Rav Salvechik once had a whole drosha on Shchorani the Nava. I am black but comely. Yeah. Anyway, so I'll be Jewish. But anyway, I just want to point that. So that's the Rosh. The Mordechai in the back of Maseches Menachos. I'm going to find it. Okay, it's hard to find sometimes in the different editions. But the Mordechai, in his Halachas Ketana section in the back of Menachos, and his it's page Yudam and Aleph in his pagination in the back of the standard editions. So the Mordechai writes the following. The Omer Re, I'm not sure the Re Balatonis is called him, B'Shem Re Stari, I'm not sure that is either. Okay, but we show him. The Tefillin Atzmon, he's quoting an opinion here, that the Tefillin themselves, meaning the Hainer Aktsitsa, that's the box, the bias, we call it the bias, okay, the Tefillin itself, Aktsitsa, Be'ina and Shchoros Kimo Hartzos. There are opinions that they know. It's not just Noi. The batim have to be black, just like the Ritzus. Mordechai is quoting from the Reed B'Shem Rat. I'm not sure it is. It doesn't say that, but it'll say why. But Raya Ladova, he quotes the Gemara, the Perak Mahamad Likin, the Kamar, Lo Huxra Lamecha Shamayim El Or Behemoth Tahora. The Gemara there makes a statement, we'll see it more inside momentarily, that for any type of Melecha Shamayim, any type of mitzvah, you can only use, that requires leather, it has to be from Behemoth Tahora, the skin of a Behemoth Tahora. And the Gemara is talking about the Ritzuos of Tefillin. Okay, we'll see the Gemara in a moment. Uparech, hi, what do you mean by Omer B'Yitzchak Ritzuos Shchoros Alchemosh Mishnah? So the Gemara asks, but don't the Ritzuos have to be Shchoros? So says the Mordechai Vahashta Tema, Ma'inyan Zelazeh. They're talking about the material, and then they say that they're talking about the material, and then it should have to be Shchoros. So he says, the flow of the Gemara, we'll see the Gemara in a second. It says, ki hecha de boy ritzuos mimare haktsutzos shchoros hachinam bin shu domos ktsas ktsitzel in zahora. I want to set up a parallel. The Gemara is setting up a parallel. Just like the material has to be the same, so the color should be the same also. That's basically the point that Mordechai brings. So he says, so that's now a third opinion. Tosfos says, can be white, leave me alone. The Rosh says, he's white, but Mishum Noi should be black. The box, no, the box now, should be black also. And the Mordechai quotes his opinion that even, it's more than just Noi. It's really the flow of the Gemara. So let's take a look at the Gemara in Shabbos. Okay, it's more in Shabbos in Daf Chof Chesma Beis. Chof Chesma Beis. Okay, in Shabbos. Perak by Mema Likin. So the Gemara says, Dilo Tema, yeah. He said, of Yosef, it's a question of what does it mean when it says or Behema Torah Bavad. What mitzvah are they talking about? Lamai Hilchasa. They're talking about the Mishkan and so on, but we wouldn't have that today because there's no Mishkan today, right? So Lamai Hilchasa. Okay, Lamai Hilchasa. As Rashi says, Kevan the Rabbin and the Or Behema Tmeila Ol Ameis, because the Gemara says that the dinner of Ol Ameis can even be by an oil made out of a behemoth tamei. So for what purpose do we insist only a behemoth tahora? So Gemara says, l'may hilchus l'tfillin. Okay? L'tfillin. Okay, but or. It's the right hand of the
or.
There's other mitzvahs that I mean, the mutzah b'fichah, we'll see in a second. But we're talking about the or. Okay, so it's got to be talking about tfillin, says the Gemara. Okay, hilchus l'tfillin. So Gemara says, 1 second, basically what you were asking. But tefillin the hedyaksiv, what do we need this special drasha? Tefillin's got to be the pasuk leman tia taras Hashem b'ficha, right? That Shmos Perek Yud Gimel pasuk says yes. Tefillin, in fact, is a paradigm for others. But we all know the pasuk. V'ayel echala osa echa uzikar min anecha leman tia taras Hashem b'ficha. B'ficha in your mouth. What's your mouth got to do anything? Okay, ki b'yad chazak l'tzian Hashem b'zah. What's b'yad b'ficha min hamutar b'ficha? Anything which is used for a mitzvah has to be, like you're saying, from a kosher animal. You know, mutter b'ficha, something which is mutter to put in your mouth, mutter to eat. So it says that by tefillin already. So what do we need this special limud here in Shabbos that it comes to include the mitzvah tefillin? It has to be the lech shamayim, it has to be or behemoth Torah. We learn other mitzvahs from tefillin, right?
We learn
all the minavot t'vichas from that pasuk. Yeah. So it's the answer to the Gemara. Ela le'oron. Okay, le'oron. Rashi says, or the full shalan shaksobim shall apart monochimbo, the high low milaman tiat nafka, the alav torah ksibu. It's referring perhaps to the outer part, which doesn't contain any, you don't put the psukim and so on and so forth inside. Okay, but the outer part of the box, the chora, you know, there's nothing on it that indicates anything. You know, there's no psukim on it. So the outer part, maybe we think, could be from something else. So therefore, you have to say it's for oral. So, huh? Yeah, I understand. But I'm saying, but hold on. So it says, but that answer is no good either because the Gemara says, 1 second. He says, "Vamar bayis shin shel tefillin al chamosh mi Sinai." right? The shin of the tefillin, right? The shin is engraved on that. That's halacha l'shmisinai. And not only that, el korchan b'saron, or tofan beginin. So maybe it means no. You know, when you have to tie the parchment piece of together, and you also leave a certain hair, the sar egel, that has to be from. When we tie it together, that has to be from kosher animals. When I said no, hanamel lachem shmisinahu, the Tanya, tefillin merubah is halachem shmisinai. The fact that it's going to be square, that's halachem shmisinai. Okay, nikrachos bisaron, that's halachem shmisinai. V'nitfaros begidon, that's all halachem shmisinai. So therefore, what do we need a special limud to teach you that it has to be or behemah Torah? What's it talking about? Everything we've already learned. Answer, says the Gemara, Ela le Ritzuos. No, but it's not the Ritzuos. Okay, the Ritzuos. Ritzuos have to be Allah Homosh Mishina. Rashi says, I have to be Or Behemoth Torah. Or Behemoth Torah. That's Ritzuos. So the Gemara asks, one second. Well, Amar B'Yitzchak Ritzuos Choros Allah Homosh Mishina. Right? But wait a minute. It's shown that the Ritzuos will be black and the Homosh Mishina. The answer is Allah Nehid de Gemirish Choros to Horos Mi Gemiri. So the Gemara answers, yeah, they have to be black. But who says it has to be from Or Behemoth Torah? Okay? So that's all we need, this limud. Now, that's such an obvious answer. But what was the question? That's obviously, you know, the Gemara answered for the Ritzuos. They asked, what do you mean the Ritzuos have to be black? So, man, the question, who's talking about what color has to be? We're talking about the material here. Yeah. It's also, you know, and that's the Gemara's answer. That's the Gemara's answer, basically. Yeah, and he did Gemir Shchoros. Gemir means Halach Moshe Sinai. Halach Moshe Sinai is it has to be black, but who said it has to be from Behemoth Torah? Question mark, and that's the answer. Yeah, but the material,
the kind of animal,
it's from the southern drasha, yeah, which is fine. But the question is, and that's what the Mordechai was alluding to, and Tosis here, okay? Tosis here, okay? Tosis didn't ask for tefillin. Basically raises this issue, this question. Well, what's the Gemara talking about? Right? I mean, why does the Gemara ask about the color when it's trying to talk about the material? So Tosas basically suggests, not going to be inside now, but Tosas basically suggests that there is this equation that's drawn. Okay, there's an equation that's drawn. They're related to each other. But so therefore now, once you say that, and now you can understand this shita, that just like the Ritzuos, that's the Shchoros, Halacha Mishmishina, Tosas says, the Kema, the Masters, you are Ritzuos, Shchoros, Kohak Tisa, then so too, it has to be the same material, just like the box that they have to match. Okay, the box has to match. And what comes out? The box should match the Ritzuos in terms of the color, and the Ritzuos match the box in terms of material. That's what comes out in Tosis. So the Maisa, that's like the Mordechai. So that's a third Shita, and the box can't be white, and not just because of Noi. Okay, so again, so bottom line is three Shita so far, right? So that's all for the three Shita we have. Okay, that according to Tosis in Menachas, the box and everything else can be white, not a problem, because only the Ritzuos have to be black. Now, what does that have to do with us? So Lamaisa, if we were to insist, it makes it. If you want to move over to Noi, okay. According to Tosis, who says that it's the box can be white. According to Tosis, is the box. Is anyone here? No. Okay. According to Tosis, says that the box can be white. So then, it's also okay for the inside of the straps to be a different color than the outside of the straps. We're not concerned with any matching. Okay, if the Noi is for the box to match, then it stands to reason. We could at least make the argument. Well, if it has to be black, then the whole thing should be black. It stands to at least for Noi purposes. You don't have to say that, but you can. And if you want to say that, you know, we're trying to match everything up, the Ritzuos, and then it's another reason to suggest that perhaps the Lav Dafka could always say that, no, it's only what's visible that matters, not what's inside that matters. But okay, so that's what comes out according to these three shitas that I wanted to bring out. Now, the Rambam says the following, thank you, in Paragimel of Hilchos Tefillin, Paragimel of Hilchos Tefillin, Aloch Yud Aleph, I'll start with Aloch Aleph, I assume. Okay. Paragimel, Paragimel, Aloch Aleph, Shmona halachas yesh b'maisa tefillin. Kulon halacha mosh misinai. There are eight halacha mosh misinai is involved, and therefore l'ficha kulon ma'akpos. They're all necessary. Halacha mosh misinai is not.
Every time seven halacha mosh misinai is makin.
Yes, correct. Okay, and therefore if you change it, it's possible. Elohim, here they are. Shum rubos, it'd be square, and so on and so forth. But one of the lists at the end is Shiyu haritzuos shechoros. But the straps have to be black. Doesn't say anything about anything else. The straps have to be black. That's the only thing. That's the only thing that's included in Alach Chomash Mitzinai. Now, that's an Alach Chalav. Alach Yudalid, he says, haritzuos siltulim, bein shoros, bein shoyad, doesn't matter. Pineim achitzonim shechorim, the outer part of it should be black. Zu Alach Chomash Mitzinai. Aval achore haritzuos, the other side, the back side, hoel umibifnim hein, since they're inside, they're not seen, im hayu yorokos, olivanos, ksheros, if they were yellow, green, whatever, or white, then they're kosher, adumos, oyase, but red, you shouldn't do, shematafach haritzu, gnaihu lo, whatever, however we define, we have three different definitions, right? You had Rashi, you had the Rignonim, you had the Benyonis, whatever the gnai and the davarache were, okay, but he says now, the Rambam says, that but the back of the ritzua should be like the ketzisa, like the box, ketzisa the bias. So the Rambam is...
They can
be.
As long as they match.
Right, exactly. Now, so the Rambam is saying, he's saying, so it's like I said, which, as far as I know, the Rambam, I don't know if he's the first, but this is the first we saw. If the box is green, as long as the box is green, the back of it can be green. The inside of the coin, the Rambam, the inside of the tulin, the back side of the strap, has to match the ketzitza. It can be any color except red, but it's got to match. That's, yeah, that's sort of a different shita. Okay? Now, then the Rambam does say, V'noi hula tulin shukulon shchoros haketzitza. Rambam also is like the Rosh said. Now again, the Rosh was not addressing, nobody that we saw directly was addressing the inside of the straps per se. Okay, but the Rambam is telling us the inside of the straps should match the box, which could be different colors, although it's not red. But then he says, no, the tefillin, the tefillin should be that color should be black all the way through. So it means according to the Rambam, really Lemaisa, since our boxes today are black, the Rambam would seem to advocate the position that the inside is supposed to be black, too, according to the Rambam. And those who are, you know, some...
Most of us don't.
Right, not that common. The Rambam would seem to hold you should. Okay, I mean, so I guess dedicated Rambam people maybe do. Okay. As we'll see in a moment, it's become more popular nowadays to have black on both sides.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I recently changed the straps and tongue. I'm black on both sides. They're available. I used not to have them available at one time. But the Rambam, you know, would seem to say that. Not everyone agrees with the Rambam, but that's what he says. Again, we saw...
what became prevalent. You once talked about the round items that were found. How did that get into...
Practice? I don't know. Yeah.
Round where? They were put in the Guineas because they were popular.
Well, that's the old question. We talked about that. But right, that's the old thing. Where you go by the sign in Guineas. But the children have to move us for sure. It's clear. That's all I've always seen.
Isn't there something about it? Dangerous?
They'll poke you. They'll cut you.
That's the only reason it's an additional.
No, I think it's additional. It says all the Rambam says all I've always seen. I assume we're both. Anyway, it's interesting. The Lavush in Arachayim, Lavush Arachayim, in the Lamed Beis, in the Chutzon, okay, writes the following. And I don't know what, you know, what to make of it exactly. It's in Lavush, is Simon Aleph, Simon Lamed Beis, if men. You have Lavush in there. In Lamed Bay, they have a Levush here. In Lamed Bay, is it men? Halacha Moshe Mitzinai, Shiv Shchoros. Look what he says. Bein Habatim, Bein Haritzuos. Well, that's news, because we never saw that in the Gemara. But the Levush does say it, and we mention it. He says, Halacha Moshe Mitzinai, Shiv Shchoros, Bein Habatim, Haritzuos. But then he says, Behind Udafka Le'ikar Mitzvosim. That's L'chatchila. Umiyo Yimason, Mitzeva Acher Kosher. So that's an interesting Lavush. It's an interesting Lavush because it doesn't seem to go as a Manavshach. Right? First of all, we never saw that it was Halacha Moshe Mitzinai on the bottom. And second of all, if it is Halacha Moshe Mitzinai, it's funny to say that that's just Mikar Din, that's, you know, like a Chathila, Mikar Mitzah. But that's what Lavush says. So it's not me that's taking it to town on that rush that we saw in Halacha's Kanas in the back of Menachos. So the rush. You have on the bottom of the rush, you have the, you know, the commentaries, the Divrei Chamudos, chaps on the Lavush. Okay, and he tannies against the Lavush. Divrei Chamudos is in Us. What I write down here? Divrei Chamudos The Rosh is Oz Lamed Aleph. We'll just find the Rosh, and I'll read it. Okay, the Rosh, we said, was at the end, it was in the Hilchos Tefillin, at the end of Siman Ches, we said, right? So the, he writes as follows. He says, it's really two things together. It's Chof Ches and Lamed Beis. He quotes Reish Mem Yud. That's the Mordechai Yaffe. That's the author of the Lavush. The Lavush's name was Mordechai, because every say the pasuk says, "Mordechai Yotzam of Amelch Belvush Malchus Tchelas Vachur." So he called his work. His name is Mordechai Yaffe. So it's officially the one on Aruch Chaim is called Lavush Malchus. One's called Lavush Yerushushan. Lavush, and they have all these nicknames. Lavush Malchus, you can see it on the shelf over here. Anyway, so between the two Siv Katan, the Divrei Chamudos, two in Chav Ches and Lav, he quotes Mordechai Yaffe, and he says, Nishtabish, because they made a mistake. Because he says, Shekazach Moshe Sinai. That has to be black as a Moshe Sinai. The batch, it's not true. Okay, Medavke Likam, it's awesome. And both of these Siv, and he thinks that the Lavush is wrong. But the Lavush does say it. It's just against what, you know, what we said till now. So in the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Lamed Beis, Siv Ches, the Chabad writes the following. Siman Lamed Beis is a long Siv, it's all Siman. So it says, Sarach HaKlaf, something else towards the end, he says, Siv Mem. Siman Lamed Beis, Siv Mem, in the Shohar, he says, or habatim mitzvah lasoso shochor. The leather of the batim, the skin of the batim, it's mitzvah lasoso shochor. Okay, it's proper to make it shochor. So that's, he says, mitzvah, right. So the Bir HaGrov, I forgot to bring it, but I'll say it outside. Okay, the Bir HaGrov over there in the Vimasu Or quotes the different shitas. He also leans to say that it really should be black. Okay, what it means by mitzvah. The Mishabura, it's a cotton kuf pei dalad, writes mitzvah, mashma, it's a mitzvah, means l'chatchila. But to be the eved, ain't a likuva. But he says, v'yesh poskim, the sphere du alach homish misinai, kimo hartuos. Well, that was a lavush. Okay, so even though the Divrei Chamudos dismissed the lavush, and the Mishabura says there are poskim who say that it's likuva, it's alach homish misinai. Well, filled with the Eved. And he says, Bir HaGrov, Mashma Shum Mitzadi, the Ken Lalacha. The Bir HaGrov quotes it, but then the Shemur assumes that he's leaning that way, Lalacha. V'chein Bishuus Yaakov, V'chein Mashma Yerabba, V'shar Kasagola, V'yesh Lahachmer, Im Lo B'mokom Do Efsher, then Yesh Rizma Adir Mekilim, Kadesh L'Zbata Mitzitzon. So the Mishabura certainly considers it a L'chadchila, a mitzvah, okay, in terms of the Batim to be black, more than just Noi and everything else. He seems to lean that way. That's in Sivkot and Kuf Pei Dalet. A little bit later, in Sivkot and Kuf Pei Vav, he says, well, let's do this in the Shulchan Aruch first. It says, Shulchan Aruch says, Ayin LaKamen, rather, see later, Sim Laman Gimel. What is he referring to? So Mr. Brewer says, in the Ramah, Sim Laman Gimel, Siv Dalet, we'll see inside. He says, look what the Ramah says, Ayin Mr. Brewer, Shahramah, Kazel, Shizmach, Machaber Haka, to rock Mitzvah Alma. I'm not so sure because I'm suggesting that maybe the bottom, talking about the bottom now, the chatchila should be, and even the evidence should be black. Okay? Well, what's going on in that sif? So you look in Sif Lamed Gimel, Sif Dalad, since it's Lamed Beis is long, but Lamed Gimel, Sif Dalad, the second, Shulchan Aruch writes, who is allowed or who can be involved in the painting or the blackening of the straps and the bottom and so on and so forth. So the Chabad writes, Tov shi ashkir misra lishmon v'lo en Yehudi. Okay. And there are more rights. In other words, can you have a tefillin written by a goy and no good? So how far one can make the case that if it has to be black, it's halach moshe v'sina, then it shouldn't be able to be done by a goy, maybe. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Tov shi ashkir misra lishmon v'lo en Yehudi. But there are more assumes, maybe the evidence kosher in Ishcher or Habatim. However, he writes, Aval Ritzuo, Safilu with the Evid Apostle. But the Ritzuo, since has to be black, Halachos Mi Sinai, that's an integral part of the mitzvah of preparing tefillin. Right? These other things, the Batim, that's what the Shema has to be. Yes, it's well known. Right? Again, Ritzuo, Safilu with the Evid, Apostle. That's what it says in the Shemru. That's the Shemru. A Jew. Right? Yeah. Okay, not which we do anyway today. But we do everything today. But technically speaking, now there are more rights. The B'dieved, the boxes are kosher, right? The Shemru says Tov. It's a good thing. It's better for it to be done by a Jew. So in the Sukkot and Chavei, the B'dieved, because they have a fila, they know that it's furly, they have a fila b'tzuz, lo b'inu ha-shachlus klal ishma. Okay? The truth of the matter is that the question whether even the Ritzuos have to be done with Shema. They have to be black, but who said that? They don't like writing. So Mr. Shabur and Sukkot and Chavei have
Kvanzah
Machokas.
The bottom to be made by a Gor.
Right. No, so he's saying, right, but in the Shabur, he's saying that's a Machokas, Mechavah, and Ramah. Okay, the Ramah says, we just read, the Ramah says the Ritzuos, I feel the Evid is possible. And the Mechavah never said that. So the Mr. Shabur is assuming Sukkot and Chavei, that's a Machokas, Mechavah, and Ramah. Okay, that the Mechaber says even the Ritzuos don't have to be black. Who said it's name of the Shema? It's not writing. It's to be black. Okay, so a lot of things, the Sukkah has to be built, so a guy can build it. So it's supposed to be black, so a guy can make it black. But he says, I'm more about Gacholakol. It's feel like the Ritzuos, the Shachos, Olach Moshina, Tzorach HaShachos, L'Shema. Umeyla Be'eni Yehuda, they know it's L'Shema, possible. But then you can do that, still Lamed Be'ez, L'Din Klav, Ayin Shom. Avor HaBatim, the Lerov Poskim, Shachruza hula mitzvah ba'alma v'lo likuva, but this batim, which according to most that we saw, the batim, it's proper, it's good to be black, but it's only for noy, it doesn't have to be, because the other basic men we just saw, l'chach lo binim be'gam k'na shach l'shmon b'di'evit. V'havala l'ramo l'ichtov ha'gos v'loshin yeshom v'ashon simen, he should have said it over here, yeshom v'he didn't. Anyway, that's what the Mishnah Berurah points out over here. L'maisa, let's get back now to the talk about the straps. Okay, so again, We saw in the Rambam that the straps, the insides have to match the outside, okay, and it makes a lot of sense. And I'll call upon it, yes, match the bottom, okay. So there could be another color, but once the black, then everything should be black, okay, except red. But Lemaisa, in terms of the inside of the straps, so again. If you want to say that it's noise, so it's noise. Okay, everything should be the same. But the question of the Rishonim are not, it's not so clear. Okay, the Orzarua, okay, writes in right here. The Orzarua is in a tough kuf samach beis. It's a little tilling. Okay, but actually, it should say tough kuf samach dal. I'm sorry. He says. The Achshav, so he says like the Rambam. So not just the Rambam. That's Tavkuf Samach Dalad. I wrote Samach Beis by mistake, but Tavkuf Samach Dalad. He writes, Orzur writes as follows. He says, Rav Shimshon Rav Ram Mishans, Zatzal Kosim Yesh Osim Batasum Klaf Lovan, the Lomar Chom Shkoros El Ritzuz, Umoria Rav Ben Asimcha, Kosim Maskin Ahanim El Mechutz, Av Mefnim Mitzul Tzavan Min Seva, Shabbat in Tsurimbo, he says like the Rambam. Okay. Im Shchoros, Im Avonet, Im Rokos, but the Dumos not because of the Dover Acher. The Achshav, writes the Orzua, Shenogu Bebotim Batim Shchorim. We never heard of white things, as the Tosa said it there in Menachos, but the Orzua writes, we never heard of it. We never heard of Batim being anything but black. Therefore, Mitzvah Lahashker Haritzuos, Bein Bifnim, Bein Mibachutz. Okay?
What do you mean we never heard about it?
I'm saying in his time, he didn't see it. No, but he observed what he saw.
It's in a different country.
Another Rishon who says like the Rambam. Okay. The Shmuel HaLeket, Inyan Tefillin. Okay. Writes as follows towards the end. He says, Ritzuo Shchoros Halachim Shesinai, Davka Mibachutz, Al Meftim Afil Yerokos Olivonos, Ksheris is not Aval Adumos, Lo Yasem, they gnai Dorachem, they gnai Shehik, plus the reason, Shadomo Tachshit Enoshim, the Dorachem, they Shanira Barosh Kitzara, it's fine. The Yesh Shematzvichin, some require. So my point is, we already have this concept in Rishonim. That's what we're getting at, the bottom line. And not just the Rambam. The Zeruah says in Shmuel HaLeket calls it Yesh Shema Matzrichim. Okay, here we go. Okay, so no problem. So anyway, I'm just pointing out that this concept of black on the inside, not just on the outside, that both sides are black, is a concept that exists in Rishonim. The Beis Yosef, in Siman Lamed Gimel, we'll move to finish up and just see what the later posts can say about this. The Beis Yosef writes in Siman Lamed Gimel, Adiramaso, Kosa, just a moment. I have a Kosa Rambam. I'm just going to find it. Yeah, the Kosa Rambam, Sheim Lo Yasa Abatim Shchorim. Then Yasa Ritzua Mitzeva Abatim. Tzarech Lomar, Tachore Haritzua Kama Dilu Pnei Haritzua Yev Shalasu Mel Shchorim. So with the backside, right? Because the front has to be black. That's the whole Mitzvah. The Kosa Rambam Noi Hu Tzion Shu Kulo Shchorim Haktitza Ritzua Kulon Kama Shagam Achore Haritzua Yasa Shchorim. But now the Beis Yosef writes Below Nogu came at the inside. So he's aware of the Shita. The Rambam says it, and he says others say it, but it's a low Nogu came. It's not the minute good. It's not a custom to do it. Already in the time of the Beis Yosef, he said the custom is not to make the inside black. The Dark Emosha from the Ramon, that same Simon in the Islam of Gil, he writes, I was Beis Kosovar is a rule, we just read it. The Achir Shenogu. So here the Mechaber and the Ramo are agreeing that lo nagu kein, that the practice, the widespread practice seem to be that we don't do it. It's interesting. We don't make the insides black. We don't make the insides black.
Right now, backside, okay. We're saying like...
I'm sorry, the inside. I mean the backside.
Yeah. We also don't make the backside the same color as the backside.
We don't, right, a chanami, because one of those would be black. Right, the bottom are black. Our bottom are black. It's true that was back there already. They didn't know about that. Our bottom, we're not worried about what the Rambam said. Okay, there's a tshuva which I guess I won't go into in too much detail now. The Radvaz. In Radvaz, the fifth section of the Tshuvas Radvaz, Chelakei, is called Shal Tshuvas Radvaz, Lilshonos HaRambam. The whole section is things with the Rambam. People asked him about things with the Rambam. He compiled in one section of his Tshuvas for him. He has many volumes. Volume Hay is all about the Shitas Rambam and different things people ask him. Somebody asked him in its overall Shuva number Elef Tov Chof Vov, 1426. But in this volume Hay, it's Nun Vov. Shalom Adicha Daiti Velosh Rambam Bechutzun. He says about the about the inside and so on. So he says if you can insist on that, okay, because he says the Rambam seems to say that it's a din. It's not that the one who asked the question says it. The Rambam says it's a din that the achore haritzuos, the inside of the straps, have to match the thing. So, and you said we don't have that. According to the Rambam, not yotze. The Rambam didn't say that was noy. Rambam said noy was to make everything black, but that the things have to match. I don't know if she's seen that, but it's a din. So the Radvaz says in Cain lefidor echalo kimu yisol mitzatzulin. Sorry, ain't so an achore haritzuos shachar. Nowadays, okay, we don't make the back black nowadays, okay, and whatever color it is, sheer shalashon is al kahu. But he means as follows: okay, he says he tries to reread the Rambam says that really the word noy goes on both things. Okay, the noy goes on both things. That's what he tries to prove. The rest of his essay about it. But again, the Radvaz tries to say that even the Rambam didn't necessarily mean that. But according to you want to insist on that, then according to the Rambam, people who don't have that are not yotze. That's what I want to bring out. Okay, and of course he says towards the end, "Afol pi sheyodati sheish cholken shemarafil noy lo binim." You don't need it either. Okay. Maybe it's a Gnai, maybe it's not a Gnai, but that's our advice. So again, that sheet existed, but we're already seeing that it was not acceptable halacha. The Arizal, in this quote, in the Shahar Kavanas, I didn't bring it, but it's the end of Yitzchon Drush Dalad, okay, the Arizal says, Al Pisod, kind of a mystical, Kabbalistic idea, you should have the black on both sides. He says that, okay? Shulchan Aruch does not seem to say that. Go back to Mishnah Berurah here. Sorry, I got it. Simon Lamed Gimel, Siv Gimel. Okay, I should have kept it open. Simon Lamed Gimel, Siv Gimel. Shulchan Aruch, Paskins. No, I was mistaken before. says, or Ritzuos, Sochem, or Behem Chai, Oftarm, fine. Ritzuos, it's also the Ritzuos, Haritzuos, he says, Shchoros, Mibachutz, Avo Mitzai Pnim, Yasem, Eze, Tseva, Shirtzachutz, Meodom, Shemayomu, Shemidam, Chatot, and Nitzbu, Vedimu. So Shahar Paskins, despite all machlokas, despite anything else, like he's consistently says in the Beis Yosef, he's aware that the Rambam says that the strap should be black. He's aware that the Ozeruah says it. The Shmuel Eket says yes, she tzvitel. But the Rechaber part, and where the Ozeruah is, where there is, yeah.
But
anyway,
we have it with no
strap. Right, just say right. The brown, whatever color it is, yeah, the natural color. Okay.
He's not saying you have to be
surveyed. No, no, because that means whatever you want. Okay, just not red. So again, he Paskins does the Mechaber that the inside doesn't matter. This could be anything you want. Okay. I'll address your question. I was going to read it, but it's a Kot Chafalot. The Mishabur says, Yasem means with Tzon Lomer, Im Yirtza, Litzvolo, son. If you want a color, you can color it. Avo Eim Mechud with Tzon Roll. You don't have to. So you address your issue. Okay? And he quotes, even though Ramos has got to be black, he says again, Ein Anonogin Karam Avzeh, like the Beis Yosef says, like the Dakemos says, all the Arachonim say, we're not Yotze. Now, so then we said before about the Beis Yisrael doing it. So that's what it says in Shochar. Okay? It's in Kotten Yud Tes, the previous two Sukkotten before, and the Mishmur writes, Ayin Bebaruch Sha'amar Demash Medarav Demitzel Ashkir Ad Shushchoros Ka'orev. He says, the mitzvah make them black, the outside, black like a raven, really dark black. Bedad, in Nisyashnu, Nismach Men Ashkor, Tzorach Lashkir Mechadosh. If they begin to, what's the right word, the fade, okay, then fix it up, okay? And he says, Welcome, Hidu Kakesher, especially where you, you know, it's by where the knot is and so on, it tends to fade, you know, the pressure. And,
who's
quoting
this? Mishmur.
Okay? Yeah, Sefer Baruch Shaman, it's not. Yeah,
and the reason for that is
it's black. No, that's the halachah shesina. We're talking about the outer part of it too.
So
he's just telling
black,
you
to be dark black.
That I don't know. Okay, but the point is, if it begins to fade, it begins to look brown, which it does after a while, especially welcome hidu when you're wearing wear it there. So he says, that's why they sell. People have it from time to time. People get their phone black and they get this little thing.
The material
paint
there, the
pen,
the marker.
I guess it's the right material. That probably not. That doesn't matter. Yeah, no, I don't think it matters. Okay. Anyway, that's what the Mishabur says of the Sukkot and Chaf Aleph. Okay.
Well, it doesn't matter what you could use.
No. I don't think you use a marker. It has to be a certain material. I forgot.
It's writing.
Think.
It looks like when you have white out, but you can't take a Sharpie and do it.
No.
Okay. It's specially made material.
Yeah. Yes.
How do we know that?
Well, that goes back to the same before. That it's part of the din.
It's just like the leather has to be with the material. So the black liquid which makes the leather black.
It has to be something. Yes, a special material. Yeah. Okay. Let me just finish up. Even among the Sfardim, okay, certain Sfardim. Anyway, they often follow the Arizal. You know the. So the Ben Ishchai, the Sukhan in Baghdad, in the Ben Ishchai, Shona Rishona, Parshas Chai Yisora, you're in Oz Dalad, right? He says, Abatim Ratzuos, Tzon Soros, Tzon Shad, Tzoshu, Shchoros, Hachon Shirai. Okay? And he says, too, Lachain, Nislabdom, Achon Shirai, if they become faded.
This is basically saying the Batim's
it's true, he does say that. You might even notice that. Yeah, but it's true. Good point. But I'm talking more about the Ritzus, but he does say that. Well, again,
nobody
said. Well, no, I said the Rebbe said it too, but it's, the other side is wrong. I don't know. Okay, that's a question.
It's one thing if you have a different story.
Yeah, I know. I understand. I know. We don't know what else.
Where he get it from?
Yeah. Anyway, he talks in his scream, Goy Psul, therefore, for Goy Black, it's no good. Now he says, Vitzorok, Shiat Sara Shocher, Shabritzuos, Vitzar Chutz. Okay, it's the black should be outside. Okay, and we're trying to get it to flip around. Now he says, the afal gav dal piyas sod, according to mysticism, mashkir and hartzus ponim ve'achor, both inside and outside. Kenizgar b'shar hakavonas labeno harizal lo nahagnu b'kach. He writes also it's not our meaning. Okay.
What
does that mean? He says, usually the Ben Ishchai, the Sfaradim very often try to follow the Kabbalah, and here they don't. And he says, V'sha'alti al minig ha'chassina b'ir ha'kodesh t'ibon ha'tzikon, etc. B'her v'meinu. V'amun ha'sheyesh nizharin la'hashkir p'anu v'achar v'yesh ein medakni v'zeh. I investigated among the righteous people in Yerushalayim. Some people are careful about it. Some people are not careful about it. So again, you have these old traditions. One other, and also again, I said even among the Sfaradim. Well, let me tell you something. Even among the Chassidim, who often also follow the Arizal and the Kabbalah. Sefer Os Chaim is a sefer on Hilchos Tefillin from the Mincha Salozer, the Munkach rather Munkach. So in Hilchos Tefillin over here in Siman Lamed Gimel, okay, in Sifkotan Beis, he quotes. He says, "He niflays be'enai, berosi aloshem b'shar kavanos arizal." I'm stunned to read what the Arizal writes. He says, and he quotes the Arizal, "Gam tzarch shechem ponim ba'ocher." Okay, and he writes, "Over shum mokum acher gam bekisser is alom atzosi kolishan zeh." I didn't find this anywhere else in other writings. Arizal, I'm expecting he's a big expert in writing the Arizal. Even he doesn't say this again. Okay, and I don't understand. It's against the Torah. So there's a whole attack. Okay, and he says only the outside has to be black, and it's not noy on the outside. Okay, but anyway, he says Lamaisa people aren't noy like that. They said even among the even among the Chassidim often follow the Arizal. He says no, and they say for first another safer is what he talks about, but also don't follow. So Lamaisa, it wasn't terribly. Frequently followed. Okay, I'll just end with the Moshe Sternbach, contemporary. Okay, Chelik Beis, Simchof Beis. Stad the Aretzus in Tzivim Hashem Kea Marish Chos Aretzus Madim, but what if it faded and so on and so forth? Okay, does it have to be both sides of the blacks? He quotes, and he says, Morin Hagon Vitzuk Zev Salvechik Zatzal, Hagon Avdez the Bris Lo Hikpid Alzeh. Which is surprising because the Rambam says it. You would think that maybe the Briskas would be on. He was a Mishnah of Talmud. So he says, Rambam did say it should be both. Okay, it's Noi. But he says as follows. Listen to the language. The Rambam says, Hartzur Shatzum Bein Sharaj Bein Sharaj Penea Machitzonim Shorim. And he wanted that. Question. Okay, the back maybe not. What about the side? You know, the side also. Yeah. The side. He talks about that. Okay. Anyway, Lamaisa says the and he says v'chein ra'ina ritzus mizil shagana kadosh shagana mishul diskin. Roman Yerushalayim. Okay. He says the mishul diskin did also mishnei tzadim. Okay. Aval evanti midivrei moron agam yitzchak salvechus shelo rotz la'achmi zekaramam shagam l'divrei aramam ena elanoi. He understands also noi. He thinks that maybe it'll be worse in a way because it dries up. That'll be a chatzitza, because the ink will be separate. So that's how the Sternbach writes. So even the Briskas also they didn't follow this chumrah.
Where would it be a chatzitza?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
It is any kind
inside, of inside on your skin. So if it dries up, so then. Well, that's wearing tefillin. You're not allowed to take the tefillin off your jacket.
Right. We should have said right in the beginning. Everybody should have said.
Yeah.
The back should not.
Anyway, I just want to say one thing. I'm sorry. I just want to say one thing about black because someone asked me before, so you can tell your son. None of this explained why we're so insistent on black. By the way, so it's become more popular today. I don't know about this. It's become slightly more popular today. It's all the places to get tefillin with black on both sides. Recently, I had to replace my tefillin strap, so the sofa
is. Is there anyone that holds that it's not good?
No, not really. There's someone to say that you are a problem, but not
your father.
Father, right. So right. So I personally, the sofa asked me, so I asked him, Shafton. And I said, is it Yura? Is it this? He said, I don't think. He said, they're both sheets acceptable, and it's not a tradition thing, and so on. Interesting, because a short while ago, right before, I think, Chalom HaTzukas, my brother-in-law, who's always hakan about Tcheles, that's his baby, so he sent me an email, that's actually a video, so Rav and Eretz Yisrael, this thing is Rav, I'd never heard him before, but gave a whole series, absolutely convinced that the Tchelis that they found, the so-called North Tchelis, is Tchelis. But he says he's not putting it on because of tradition and so on and so forth. So I was wondering, so what did he say about this? What's become, all these people objecting to Tchelis also object now to putting the Lamaisa. We always had some people. Somebody told me that he heard from Rabbi Mordechai Teller, Moshe Feinstein's grandson, and Moshe had on both sides black. That's what they told me. Again, that's AMPA, and I didn't see it. That's what I heard. Okay, what's that?
Could have brought your father some black.
Right. Next one, please. I'll just end with one thing. The Elia Rabba, he says in Sivkot and Samach Beis, the same sin in Lamed Beis, he says as follows, you can extrapolate from the cost of Gilion Mogar Aram, sold Shachor, okay, Lirmos al Yichuda Yisbarach. Your son is, Shmuel asked me about the words of black, you know. So, Tal Tam Shachor is Karev, okay, Shachor and Ivanava, but he quotes something else. He quotes a Gilion on Mogar Aram, I think Mogar Aram. Sold Shachor Lirmos al Yichuda Yisbarach. The one color will not accept any other color is black. And you put it stays black. You put blue in it stays black. Black doesn't accept any other color. Kemo shemekabel sharetzvam. Kain nemar eitzah kodesh baruch hu ani Hashem lo shanisi. Okay, kodesh baruch hu doesn't change. So therefore, black represents the kodesh baruch hu. Is that why we wear black hats and black suits? I don't know. You can go further.
Okay.
I don't go any further with that. But the Maisa, he says that he would go out to school, and maybe that's why he's black. Have a good job, everybody.
First, you could say, I have a mistake.
Here's good.
From my Rebbe, from his Rebbe, that the biz is called.